And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Excuse me, Mrs. Hartle?
Oh, hello, Connie. Come on in.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, yes. Have a seat, dear. I need to talk to you about graduation.
Uh-oh, this sounds familiar. What's going on now? Don't tell me I need another course to graduate.
Oh, my, no, nothing like that. You've completed all your requirements and you're all set.
Oh, good! So why am I here?
Well, as you know, this year is Odyssey High's 50th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Principal McFadden has asked me to make sure the graduation ceremony is just right.
What does this have to do with me?
Everything. I have some very good news for you, Connie. You're going to play a very important role in the ceremony.
Role? What role?
Whit! Right here, Whit! Connie. What's going on?
I can't believe it. Oh, I just can't believe it.
Believe what?
My graduating class. I'm valedictorian.
With all that's happening in the world, you may be looking for ways to both entertain and encourage your family. We'd like to help you do just that by giving you a 4-week free trial of the Adventures in Odyssey Club, where you can find our catalog of nearly 900 Adventures in Odyssey programs. These exciting episodes are a great way to keep your family connected to God's truth as you navigate through significant and unexpected changes to your normal day-to-day lives. So go to AIOclub.org and get started on your 4-week free trial of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
Valedictorian.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Oh, Connie, that's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Well, don't just stand there. Come here and give me a hug.
Okay.
Oh, I can't tell you how thrilled I am for you, Connie.
Me too. I mean, I knew I got good grades and all, but I never expected this.
Well, it looks like your hard work has paid off.
Well, it wasn't just my hard work. It was yours, too. All that tutoring you and Eugene have given me over the years.
Mm.
Oh, Eugene! I can't wait to tell him.
Tell me what, Miss Kendall?
Oh, Eugene, Katrina, just in time.
Why? What's going on?
Do you want to tell him or should I?
Oh, you go ahead.
Connie has been named valedictorian of her graduating class.
Really?
Oh.
Yep.
Connie, that's great. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yes, congratulations.
Believe me, no one's more surprised than I am. Except for maybe Eugene.
Truer words were never spoken.
Whit, I saw a list of past valedictorians in Mrs. Hartle's office, and Jason was on it.
Yes, he was his class's valedictorian, and Jerry was, too.
Really?
Yeah, Jerry gave a great speech at his graduation.
I loved giving my speech.
You were valedictorian?
Indeed I was.
No surprise there.
Well, at the risk of bragging, giving my valedictory was a fond memory for me as well.
This is incredible. We ought to start a club or something since we're all valedictorians.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a smart idea.
I'm glad you all find this so humorous.
What, you don't?
There is nothing funny in the reward of academic excellence.
Eugene.
Yes, Katrina?
Lighten up.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Principal McFadden?
Oh, Connie. Come in and have a seat. You know Mrs. Hartle, don't you?
Yes, very well.
Hello, Connie. The principal wants to talk to you about your speech, dear.
My speech? Is something wrong?
I'm afraid so.
You don't like the topic, right? I knew it.
No, the topic is fine.
The problem is the prayer.
The prayer? What's wrong with it?
Personally, I like it. I think it's quite profound and deeply moving.
Thanks.
As do I, but there are greater concerns.
I don't understand.
Well, I noticed that you mentioned the name of Jesus quite a bit throughout your prayer.
Yeah, so?
Connie, I realize that many of the students here at Odyssey High are Christians.
And several faculty members as well, Principal.
And several faculty members as well, but not all. And like it or not, we have to be careful not to offend those students who aren't.
Oh, offend? Who would be offended by Jesus?
Well, I doubt that anyone here would.
On the other hand, based on past experience, it's possible that quite a few people would.
Well, how can we find out for sure?
Connie, the principal suggests that we show your prayer to the senior class and have them vote on it.
Right. If no one has a problem, fine.
And if someone does?
Then we'll have to make plans accordingly.
Plans?
Look, I know how important this is to you. To both of you. Believe it or not, it's important to me, too. And you may be right, Mrs. Hartle. Maybe no one would object. But this way, we'll be sure. Right?
Right, of course.
Connie?
Okay.
Good. Now, don't worry. This school has had a prayer at every graduation ceremony for the past 49 years. I'm not about to let that change now.
Hello? Hello? Where is everyone?
Hi, Katrina.
Oh, hello. Cody, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is Eugene here?
Yeah, I was just talking to him up in the train room. Have you seen Connie?
Afraid not. I just got here. Besides, I believe Connie's still at school.
Rats.
What's wrong?
Oh, I need help with my math.
Math?
Word problems. I hate them.
Curious.
That I hate word problems?
No, no. You said you were just talking to Eugene. Did you ask him for help?
He's the one that sent me to Connie.
You asked Eugene to help you with math, and he sent you to Connie?
He said he really isn't very good at math, but Connie should be able to help me post-haste. What does post-haste mean?
Very fast. You said Eugene was at the train station?
Yeah.
Thanks, Cody.
Post-haste, huh? Boy, she's moving post-haste. Maybe Mr. Whittaker can help me post-haste. I like it.
Eugene!
Katrina! Hello.
Hello.
Katrina, please, not in front of the trains.
Eugene. So, how are you?
Quite well, thank you. Why do you ask?
Oh, I just ran into Cody downstairs.
Cody?
Yes, he told me the most interesting thing.
Oh?
He said he came to you for help with a math problem, and that you said you weren't very good at math, and then sent him to Connie.
Really?
Really?
What a precocious child.
Come on, Meltzner, spill. What's going on?
Going on? I don't know what you mean.
Oh, I think you do. Now, what's wrong?
Katrina.
Now, listen, I'm not going to let up until you tell me, so you might as well get it over with.
You just ended your sentence with a preposition.
Forget the grammar check, Eugene.
All right. It started yesterday when Connie told us her news.
About being named valedictorian?
Yes.
You aren't feeling jealous of her, are you?
Jealous? No. Inferior, yes.
Inferior? But why? Eugene? Why?
Because I wouldn't be able to join your club.
Club? What club?
Your club of valedictorians.
Our club of... Eugene, you mean you weren't...
Yes, my love. Apparently, I am the only person working here at Wits End who was not named valedictorian of my graduating class.
I can't believe it. How? Why? I mean, surely it wasn't for lack of grades.
No. I started high school when I was 9 years old. Can you imagine what that was like?
No, I didn't start till I was 12.
Well, I graduated when I was 12 and began my college studies at age 13. My academic record was perfect. Straight A's, no absences, no demerits. But I wasn't alone.
You weren't?
No. A senior named Larry Kent also had a perfect record throughout high school.
Oh.
So the faculty checked our middle school records. And again, we were both perfect. So they kept checking.
Don't tell me they went back to grade school.
Indeed they did.
And you were still tied?
Straight A's, perfect attendance, no demerits.
Incredible. So what happened?
The school faculty, lacking the wisdom of Solomon, decided the best way to resolve the matter was to have the senior class vote on who the valedictorian should be.
Oh, and you lost.
Actually, no.
You mean you won?
No.
Well, Eugene, it has to be one or the other.
In fact, there's a third choice. I neither won nor lost, because I never participated in the election.
What? Why?
Katrina, I suffered so much humiliation throughout my school years that I couldn't bear suffering one more humiliation by losing, and I knew I would lose. So, I never ran.
But how do you know you would have lost?
Because Larry was not only intellectually brilliant, he was also captain of the football team, starred in the school play, and was voted homecoming king. Take my word for it, he would have won.
Oh.
Anyway, once I withdrew from the contest, I opted to finish my high school studies at home. I never attended my graduation ceremony. We moved away during the summer, and I started college in the fall.
That is so sad.
Thank you, but it's water under the proverbial bridge.
Poor Eugene.
Milk proverbially spilt.
Aw.
Proverbial cake I cannot both eat and have.
I get the point, Eugene.
Oh, right.
And I know it still hurts.
Yeah, a little.
Well, if it's any consolation, you're my valedictorian. Does that help?
A little.
Principal McFadden?
Hello, Connie. Come in.
It's been a week. Are the votes all in?
Yes, Mrs. Hartle and I were just going over the results.
And? I'm afraid it isn't good, Connie.
Apparently someone does have a problem with your prayer.
It seems these people have done this sort of thing for the last few years.
That's right. Now, I've already spoken with them, and they aren't opposed to a prayer per se.
They simply don't want one that mentions the name of Jesus.
Exactly. So I've gone back to the old standby.
Standby?
Here.
O great eternal being who set the earth into motion, we acknowledge you at this What's this? It's Principal McFadden's solution.
Right. This is an acceptable prayer, Connie. It was written by a committee of students and faculty and community members. It's how we've kept prayer in the graduation ceremony during the past few years.
Oh, I see.
The prayer you're holding has been an acceptable alternative in the past, and it's an acceptable alternative now.
Alternative? Don't you mean compromise? Good point, Connie.
And what if I do? Is that so bad? Compromise is a fact of life, Connie. It's what built this school, this town, and this country.
What if I just decide to pray the prayer I want to pray?
Well, first of all, this group of people we've been talking about will almost certainly bring suit against the school to ban all prayers from future graduation ceremonies.
Oh.
On a more personal note, I would be very disappointed in you. You've always been a good student, Connie. Very well behaved, a model for others, and I'd hate to see you start turning rebellious now. But if you decide to do so, then you should know that I will stop you mid-prayer.
Well?
It'll be very embarrassing for you, for me, and for the entire school.
Yeah, I guess it would.
Can't you see that the easiest thing to do is simply say the prayer I've given you?
You make it sound so easy. You certainly do.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know. In fact, I have every confidence that you'll do the right thing.
Yeah, the right thing. Connie! Oh, hi, Mrs. Hartle. Listen, I'm sorry about what happened in there. Yeah, me too. Sometimes he can be very obstinate. I see. Listen, I'm glad that you broached the subject of going ahead and saying your prayer. For all the good it did. Well, now, it may have done more good than you know. Why? Because several of us faculty members here at the school are ready to support you if you choose to say your prayer. What? That's right. My friends and I have been very distressed about this situation for several years now. We don't like the way the principal gives in to this other group so easily every year. We view this as a persecution against Christians issue, and because we know you're a strong Christian with solid convictions, we'll back you up if you choose to pray your prayer. Wow. Well, I have to go. Now, please understand, Connie, I'm not advising you to do it, dear. I'm just giving you something else to consider. I'll talk to you later. Could this get any more complicated? Oh boy.
Get ready to laugh and learn about God. I'm Jesse Fleuria, editor of Focus on the Family's Clubhouse magazine. Comedian Bob Smiley and I are super excited to launch the third season of the official Average Boy podcast. You'll giggle at Bob's wild Average Boy adventures, and you'll pick up valuable faith lessons. Visit averageboy.org for more information, and be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
He's Average Boy!
Have you ever wanted to know what goes on behind the scenes of Adventures in Odyssey? Well, now you can with the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. This program, available only online, includes questions and answers with the producers.
Can Mr. Whitaker dance?
Actor interviews.
Hi, this is Katie Lee.
Hi, this is Jordan Lawrence.
Courtney Brown. Lauren Schaaf.
Aria Curzon.
And even a few surprises.
We actually have a video clip of Mr. Whitaker dancing.
Enjoy the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast today by visiting witsend.org.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Just a moment.
Katrina.
Hi, Eugene. Kiss.
Please, not in front of the door.
Oh, silly.
What are you doing here? I thought I was picking you up.
Well, there's been a change of plans. There's something you need to take care of.
Take care of?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
you can come in now.
Who are you talking to?
She's talking to me.
Well, who?
Don't you recognize me? Short stuff?
Larry Kent?
That's right. But I guess I can't call you short stuff anymore, can I?
No, you can't. Now, how did
Katrina
you...
called me, and since I was on my way to New York anyway, I thought I'd stop in and see you.
Why? So you can gloat?
Eugene!
I didn't come to gloat. I came to find out what happened to you since high school. Why'd you disappear?
Well, I'm sure Katrina has explained it to you.
Eugene, would you stop?
It's all right. I deserve it. I guess I yanked your chain pretty good back then, didn't I?
Yes, you all did.
And for that, I want to apologize, Eugene. We were cruel and heartless, and I'm sorry.
Huh. Well, apology accepted.
I'm a counselor at the high school now.
How interesting. Well, if you'll excuse us...
You know, Eugene, you really should have come to our graduation.
And why is that?
Because we went ahead and took the vote for valedictorian.
You did?
Yep. It wasn't official, but we took it. And you were a lot more popular than you thought you were.
I was? No, wait a minute. You don't mean I actually won?
What, are you kidding? I was homecoming king and captain of the football team.
Oh, right.
But you did get 45% of the vote.
45%? 45% of our class voted for me?
That's great, Eugene.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Well, why are you telling me this?
Because you were more important than you knew, Eugene.
I don't understand.
Well, when I got to high school, I was going through kind of a bad time. I had done the academic thing, and I was bored. And when I got into the social scene, my studies went out the window. And then you came along. This little kid who was so smart and who always got the right answers to every question, no matter what the subject. Well, I couldn't let you get away with that. So without knowing it, you made me work harder. You inspired me, Eugene.
I did?
Yeah. And not just me. Did you know that our class had the highest SAT scores in the school's history and that almost all of us went on to college?
Wow.
You're saying I did that?
Maybe not single-handedly, but you certainly had a big hand in it. At least according to the people I've talked to. You made learning cool.
Oh, I'm stunned. I don't know what to say.
Then don't say anything. Just accept this.
What is it?
Open it and find out.
What is it, Eugene?
It's a valedictory certificate with my name on it.
Oh, Eugene!
And it's real, signed by the school's current principal and now part of your permanent record. After all, it's just as much your honor as it was mine.
I'm overwhelmed and very grateful. Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome, short stuff.
No name calling.
Beg your pardon. awfully sorry.
Oh, was that your foot?
Oh, Mr. Sorry. Whitaker.
Oh, Eugene, Katrina.
Sorry we're late.
No, you're not. The graduates are just sitting down.
Oh, good.
You know, I saw Mr. and Mrs. Allen, Jason, and Mr. Riley, and Mr. Walton as we came in.
It's Connie's big day. They didn't want to miss it.
Yeah, where is Connie? I don't see her.
She's right up there on the stage, see?
Oh, yes. Oh, she looks nervous.
She certainly does. Do you know what she's decided to do?
No, and neither does she. She said she wouldn't until she got up there.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Odyssey High School's graduation ceremony. And I want to be the first to say, congratulations, graduates! And now, it gives me great pride and pleasure to introduce your valedictorian. Please welcome Connie Kendall.
Well, here we go.
Thank you, Principal McFadden, members of the faculty. Traditionally, right now, I should ask you all to rise for the invocation, but I have something to say first. Most of you probably know all about what's been going on the past few weeks, so I'll spare you the details. Basically, I've agonized for the past week over two choices, whether to pray the prayer that has been written for me or the prayer that I wrote. Well, I can't agonize any longer. The time is now, and the choice is upon me. So between option number one and option number two, I choose option number three. Let me explain. My faith teaches me to be subject to the ruling authorities. Well, the authorities don't want me to say my prayer. So if I did, I'd be going against my faith. I can't do that. But my faith also teaches that prayer is a very special thing, a one-on-one conversation with the Creator and Lord of the universe, made possible through His Son. Anything less isn't a prayer. And I believe that the prayer written for me falls into that category. If I were to just say it, since I don't believe in what it says, I'd also be going against my faith. And since I can't say my prayer, and I won't say the other prayer, the only option left is for me to say no prayer. So for the first time in 50 years, the valedictorian will not give the invocation at Odyssey High School's graduation ceremony. I know, a Christian breaking a 50-year prayer tradition is the height of irony. See, Mrs. Farnsworth, I was listening in your English class. But I don't see how I can do anything else. You know, I've learned a lot of lessons here at Odyssey High. Conjugating verbs, figuring square roots, writing chemical formulae, operating a circular saw. I'm just sorry this had to be the last lesson I learned here. I know this isn't the speech you all expected. Believe me, I wanted to leave you with a whole lot more. But now all I can do is wish you all the very best. Go out and make Odyssey High proud. Thank you.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all creatures below. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
God bless you. And God bless the graduates of Odyssey High School.
In this episode, Connie made an important decision based on her conscience not to pray at her graduation ceremony. It was a noble action and a witness to her class. But it's important to point out that Connie did, in fact, have a legal right to pray. Not the prayer the administration wanted her to pray, but a prayer of her own choosing. If you're ever in a situation like Connie's, or any situation where you're pressured about how you may express your faith, take the time to learn about protections that the law gives you.
Talk to God, your parents, and your pastor about it. Then, if the law allows it and your conscience propels you, pray boldly. After all, it's your right. Well, that's all for now, except to say that if you'd ever like to write to me for any reason, I'd love to hear from you. Just send your cards or letters to Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, ask about how you can get your own copy of today's episode. It's called The Graduate. That address again is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Graduate was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Todd Bastide. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.